This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry today. Well, it's very likely that soon Massachusetts Senator John Kerry will become the next Secretary of State.
Few individuals know as many presidents and prime ministers or grasp our foreign policies as firmly as John Kerry, and this makes him a perfect choice to guide American diplomacy in the years ahead.
Of course, in the wake of the big promotion, Senator Kerry is going to leave behind an open seat, a five-term seat that is going to be hotly contested by Senator Scott Brown, who just lost his reelection campaign. Brown lost to Elizabeth Warren in the most expensive Senate race in the country. But who is Scott Brown going to run against? Joining us to talk about the possibilities, journalist David Bernstein, political writer for the Boston Phoenix. Hi, David.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. So John Kerry, fifth-term senator, finally going to be Secretary of State. Those of us around the Senate widely expect, as I said, Scott Brown to try to regain his lost seat. Brown is in a pretty strong position.
Well, he is. He finished the race this year still being widely liked. His favorability rating is high. His job approval is high. One of the most remarkable things, 55% of the electorate here in Massachusetts approve of the job that he's doing in the Senate, and yet a majority voted him out of office. So he starts with favorability, but with some skepticism about whether to send a Republican to Washington.
And there always is that skepticism in Massachusetts. Let's remember the shock that went through the political world when Scott Brown won in the first place.
Well, that's right. And certainly some of the thinking is that the turnout of the electorate for a special election coming up next year will be more similar to the turnout that first elected him in a special election back in 2010, in January of that year, closer to that rather than a presidential election turnout that we just had in November. So that may favor him. But on the other hand, it's unlikely that the Democrats will be as asleep at the wheel in terms of the get-out-the-vote drive and so on that they were back then when they were taking the race a little bit for granted.
When Martha Coakley, the Democrat, ran, lost, and the entire Democratic establishment was reeling for about a month after that. All right, so let's talk Democrats. Any Democrat in Massachusetts, Dave, has an inherent advantage. It's one of the bluest states in the union. You hear Deval Patrick, governor. There are also Kennedy. There's a Kennedy name that, of course, is bouncing around possibly in this race.
Yeah, Deval Patrick would certainly be the strongest candidate the Democrats could put forward for the seat. A lot of people trying to talk him into running, but he's made very clear that he wants to remain as governor through the end of his term and that he will not run for Senate. So he seems to be absolutely out. Like you said, there is at least one Kennedy name. That's Ted Kennedy Jr., who lives in Connecticut, but has made appearances here, certainly has a home here in Massachusetts near the Kennedy compound, and certainly would be an interesting and formidable presence if he does decide to run. That's unclear whether he will. But there are a lot of people, a number of the congressional delegation and others who are looking at running. We're very much in the names being floated part of the race at this point.
Names being floated, and around Congress, you hear them, congressmen and former congressmen. People outside Massachusetts may not know who Mike Delahunt is. Marty Meehan is somebody who's known, Shays Meehan, the campaign finance law from the 90s. These are names that people have talked about. Are those realistic?
Well, it doesn't seem like they are going to run. They could be realistic if they chose to run. Certainly Marty Meehan, who has $5 million still in his campaign account and has, by most accounts, been very successful in his current role as Chancellor of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. He certainly would be a very formidable candidate, but it sounds so far like he is talking about not running for that seat. Then you have some of the current members of the delegation. Mike Capuano, who ran in that special election 2010, is seen sort of as the progressive liberal bulldog, if you will, a big fighter for left-wing causes. Representative Steve Lynch of South Boston, seen as the more conservative of the Massachusetts congressional candidates, congressmen who could run. And up in the North Shore, the dean of the delegation, Ed Markey, who could be very formidable if he ran. But then there are others as well, including State Senator Ben Downing, who is looking at running. And you could see some lesser-known folks who could get in and try to get some of that fresh face enthusiasm held over from the Elizabeth Warren run that really generated a lot of enthusiasm among Massachusetts activists.
Yeah, except Dave Bernstein, what you're describing to me sounds like this. It sounds like you've got a Republican candidate who has really great name recognition, some fame, and great positives, as you described at the top, and then a bunch of Democrats standing around kind of towing the water. Will they, won't they? Nobody who has said, I'm in and I'm going to win this thing. What's going on with the Democrats? What are they waiting for? Who's the deciding factor who's going to decide if they're going to run that's going to either get everybody else to jump in or scare them off?
Do keep in mind that we don't officially even have an opening yet. So, you know, he hasn't he hasn't actually been confirmed, John Kerry. So, we're getting perhaps a little bit ahead of ourselves, but I think you are right. I think that there is a lot of sort of will they, won't they, nobody really jumping forward. There's no real obvious front runner among the Democrats, as there is, for instance, among the Republicans with, like you said, Scott Brown, who would clearly be the nominee if he chooses to run. And even last time around with the special election, where Martha Coakley did have others running against her in the primary, but was clearly from the beginning the front runner, the sort of heavy hitter in that race, you don't seem to have that this time, which of course is more encouraging to people to want to put their toe in the water and see if they could perhaps catch lightning in a bottle, because
great
there
metaphor.
Is no obvious front runner.
So, Dave, before we let you go then, this will be the first time since 1984 that John Kerry won't be representing Massachusetts in the Senate. He's not a Kennedy. What's John Kerry's legacy in terms of representing Massachusetts, do you think?
You know, it's fascinating because here was a guy who, you know, had been in the Senate representing the state and, you know, representing the state very solidly, very well for a quarter of a century, but was still the junior senator and was still sort of very much in the shadow of Ted Kennedy for all that time. I think that really since Ted Kennedy's death, he's really emerged as a real statesman, particularly back here in the state. I think that you see his favorability, and his approval ratings really shooting up. A little embarrassment of having him run for president and not get it, which always kind of hurts in the state immediately after, has worn off a little. I think he's going to go down as one of the great names in the state. He'll never be a Kennedy for what he was and for what he is. I think he's going to go down with a great legacy in the state.
Five-term Senator John Kerry nominated to be Secretary of State, expected to sail through Senate confirmation. David Bernstein, journalist for the Boston Phoenix, helping us understand John Kerry's legacy and the special election to come. Dave, thank you.
Thank you.